sometimes even part of a quilt.
Do they ever call cinches? Do they ever call those belly bands, to your knowledge?
I guess these are the belly bands, and this is the cinch. This is the stirrup there.
I see.
But there's a thing that goes underneath and up and around, and you really cinch it tight. Here's the cinch strap, see?
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. That number, what is it? It's 12 or 7?
Let's see, 7, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Have you ever heard the term belly band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes you'd only use one band around them. That was a cinch, we called it.
I see.
And then maybe these are belly bands. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's great. You have a lot of knowledge of that.
Oh.
Certainly more than I had before I started this up. What would you call a thing that you, cowboy? With
lasso.
Okay. Would they use any other name for that?
Lariat rope.
So they call them all those names.
Uh-huh.
And what would they tie around their cattle rope or calf rope? What would they tie around the feet?
Pigeon string.
That's what they call it. And to move soil manually, do you have something with a that would turn in the front and sort of two handles and you could push it?
Well, that was a scraper. We had several kinds of scrapers. Scoop, shovel, scrapers and a rock scraper and a Fresno scraper.
Yeah, what was the difference in those?
Well, the scoop shovel was just like a shovel with an open front and with two handles out the back, and you'd put your team's drivings around your neck and hold on to those box handles and slope them a certain way and scoop up a load of dirt, and then they was fixed so that when you put those handles down you wouldn't lose the dirt, and then go and drag it to where you want it and dump it.
So those are all types of scrapers.
Mm-hmm. The Fresno is a wider one, something like a scoop shovel, but quite a bit different. It was round.